I'm pianist Sarah Cahill, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hi, this is producer Tony Bureau, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, producer Tony. That is Kids Commute producer Tony Bureau playing the Kids Commute theme on his piano. You can rearrange this music. You can play it any way you like. We want you to play with it. And you can find the sheet music, instructions, everything you need at our website, kidscommute.org. Well, kids commuters, happy Friday. It is time for the last day of Hansel and Gretel week on IPR's Kids Commute. Spoiler alert, happy ending ahead. Come on, you didn't think we'd play you a kid's opera with a sad ending, did you? So yesterday we left off with Hansel and Gretel both captive to the witch, who is very hungry, not for gingerbread, and likes to hop around on her broom. Well, today, Gretel saves the day by playing dumb. Good for you, Gretel. Here's what happens. The witch says, okay, it's time. I'm going to cook your brother Hansel. So Gretel, go turn on the oven and get it ready. We're going to stick your brother in the oven. Well, of course, Gretel doesn't want to put Hansel in the oven. So she stands in front of it and plays dumb. I don't get it. I don't know how the oven works. Can you show me how this oven works? What does this button do, basically? And the witch comes up and says, oh, don't be dumb. Gretel pushes her out of the way, says, look, this is how you open the oven. Gretel takes this as an opportunity and pushes the old witch inside, thereby cooking her in the oven, and instantly she and Hansel are free. And thankfully, just at the right moment, their parents find them. So everybody lives happily ever after, and there's a whole lot of gingerbread house left over to eat. Oh, and by the way, all of the previous children who had been turned into gingerbread but not yet eaten are turned right back into regular kids. So yay for everybody! Except the witch. Once again, our witch is Judith Forst. Hansel is Suzanne Mentzer. And Gretel is Heidi Grant Murphy. Andreas Delfs conducts the Milwaukee Symphony. Hooray, hooray! Gretel is smart enough to play really dumb. That pays off beautifully. Everybody's all set. Ding dong, the witch is dead. And honestly, I'd be surprised if Hansel and Gretel ever want to eat gingerbread again. Would you? All right, kids commuters, all week we have been listening to Hansel and Gretel by Engelbert Humperdinck, starring Suzanne Mentzer, Heidi Grant Murphy, and a very toasty Judith Forst. Andreas Delfs conducted the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra. I hope you enjoyed Hansel and Gretel week. They are playing Hansel and Gretel on the Met Opera broadcast this week in English. You can hear the whole thing on Saturday at 1 o'clock on IPR. And since you're an expert on this opera now, you can keep your parents filled in. We will also have the full recording of this opera that we've been listening to on this week's Maya Mix, right on the post for Hansel and Gretel Week at kidscommute.org. Now, let's answer our Quizlet. All week we've been asking you for the names of two famous German brothers who collected fairy tales. Congrats to all of you who figured it out, including Dorothy and Parker in Memphis. By the way, they are currently in the Michigan time zone and might be listening live right now. So, hi, Dorothy and Parker. Congrats to Kirsten and Xander in Ironwood. And welcome, new kids commuter, Carmela from Kuwaiten. Good job, everybody. So the answer is the Brothers Grimm. So congrats to all of our Quizlet aces this week. There were many of you. We will send you a prize envelope and enter your name to win 50 packs of applesauce from Go-Go Squeeze. We'll do that drawing on New Year's Day, and we will send you a text if you win. Support for Kids Commute is provided by you and Go-Go Squeeze, who make on-the-go snacking nutritious and delicious with more than 30 flavors of squeezable applesauce, yogurt, and smoothie pouches. Each pouch is crafted with high-quality ingredients from nature. More information at gogosqueeze.com. Now, kids commuters, this is the last Kids Commute week of 2020. We are taking holiday break until January 11th, but then we will be back with a bunch of new Kids Commute episodes for second semester. So that's all for 2020 Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Amanda Sewell is our music director. Tony Biro is our producer. And production help comes from Joseph Levesque. From your entire Kids Commute team, have a merry, merry holiday, whatever you celebrate, and a beautiful, joyous new year. Thank you. Thank you for listening and being a part of Kids Commute. Okay, bye.
Interlochen Public Radio.